story.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Okay, it is 8:06 on this Thursday, May 7th. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We've got it looks like we've got our technical difficulties straightened out. Yes, it's so nice to to be able to. It was work going the other way. The phone booth. Phone booth is this.
You know what? You guys should get a prize. I mean, the prize for being
you saw what he did.
You just got to grind through it.
You're very kind to put up with it. Too.
Yes,
but he did an amazing job.
Yes.
Christian, thanks for holding it down up there.
Yes. You also did amazing.
Oh,
job.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
He stay calm. Stay calm. We're gonna have a breakthrough. Listen, hey, if I'm on a spaceship, on a spaceship and we're in trouble, I want Roger with the duct tape doing all the things.
I will do it. I will try to get that square peg in that round hole, or we'll just stay up for a while.
We are here at Ava Bella, which is a Markham and Shackford. Been here for 22 years. They got a ton of deals. We'll get Dee Dee to go through those again. It's a no-brainer. It's a slam dunk. Take care of your mom, grandma, whatever, this weekend. So the weather's going to be great. We mentioned, hey, make going to BBQ one of your deals in addition to having Mother's Day. So it's fun out there and get some free food and have a good time. So got a lot of softball action going on, baseball action going on as well over the next few days. Roger will be at Trivia tonight at Mainline Sports Bar in Oaklawn. Melinda Mayo will be stopping by shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't have a gig anymore, at least not a full-time Channel 7 gig. Now she's become this influencer, it looks like. Roger, we got to play a little Factor Crap. Brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. We'll try to do that here shortly.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, I'm going to be today. I want to give a shout-out in advance of the Arkansas Environmental Federation. I mean, there's no way I should be involved with this. Shannon Lynn invited me to be a moderator. They had their air seminar. So all these electric companies and energy companies come together and talk about all the issues they're dealing with, like the data centers and all
the
things.
So AIR is AIR?
They do an area, AIR. They do a water. Every quarter they do a different one.
Okay.
And my session is called Growth, Power, and Permitting. What's driving project constraints in Arkansas?
Okay.
Wow.
So first thing I'm going to go is, what's the Razorback record going to be this year?
Oh, no. Nice.
That's what we're going to go. Oh, we're in the wrong deal. So,
yeah.
Anyway, got four talented people on that committee or on that panel, including Shannon Lynn.
That's cool.
Tell him I said hi. He's probably listening. Hi, Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon's a good guy. He's locked in for sure. Also, too, we got to get some folks from BBQ to call in. So we may do that before the show's over with here today and tomorrow. So tomorrow, Roger will be at
HOCO.
Yeah.
HOCO in West Little Rock. It is the last of the Gravely Tour 2026. So coming, I'm sure they're going to have some great deals for Gravely product proper, and maybe HOCO will have their own little special going on for Mother's Day as well. Surely they're going to have something. You can probably shop now, take advantage of the Gravely deals that are happening at all the places that we have gone to, whether it be Triple C or Stockton down in Sheridan, and HOCO, and take advantage and say, look, if I can get this special now, I'll hold on to it for a month for my daddy. You know, take care of that. Not to say that most women don't do yard work, but it's for the most part a guy.
A couple things here. Someone says here, y'all keep saying the weather's going to be good for BBQ. Not sure the weather's going to be all that great. You know what? If you've noticed something with me, I always say the weather's going to be good. Or the weather's going to be, I just say whatever, it may be wrong. There's a good chance whatever I say about the weather is going to be, there's 50% chance it's going to be wrong. Because Roger looked at me yesterday for 30 minutes ago. Not sure what you're saying is true or not, but I'm going to let you say it.
I did, because you might have seen something that I didn't see. I didn't know that it was going to do some more raining or whatever yesterday. And boy, it did.
It sure did.
Well, fortunately, the good Lord took care of my lawn, so I don't have to water it to get all those Sanders Ground Essential chemicals in it. So we're good to go. Now, but looking at the weather, Saturday it should be like this today, at least last I saw, a little bit better than this tomorrow, and then the same on Saturday. It's going to be a great day.
And we can ask Melinda when she gets here. She's still a meteorologist.
She still does that. Yes. She sure does.
Don't forget too. You know, we stream live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. The only one we don't is Instagram and TikTok. I don't think we stream live on. But, of course, you can also hear.
No, you're right.
So, also, too, every morning at about 5:55, I do a Facebook Live for about 5 minutes to sort of preview the show and do the bro call with Roger and Christian. And did today. You did a good bro call today. You were
excellent.
Thank you. Wow, she made it her own. So go by and take a look at that. It's a great way to sort of get the show going in the right direction. We do that every day. It's sort of fun and crazy. Let's go to our Middleton Heat and Air text line. A couple things. We're still talking about, you know, songs that have moms in it, or focus on that. Yeah. Mother's Talk, Tears for Fears. I have not heard about that.
Well, these are some obscure songs.
What about Mama from Genesis? I recognize Mama from Genesis. That's
But I don't recognize Mama. Now,
Don't You Walk So Fast? That's by Wayne Newton.
Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
It is. But we've changed it because it's Wayne Newton to Mama.
What's the one that Elvis does? What is that Elvis say? Don't Cry Daddy.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You know what? But Hope had a couple. She had Queen. Mama, I killed a man.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, what was the other one that she had?
That's Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's right.
Renegade. Yeah.
She did Renegade. Yeah. Well, we have Renegade, but
by Christian.
Yes, we do. Let's see. Is this it right?
The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found me, the renegade who hadn't made retreat for a bounty. Never more to go astray.
Mama.
See the end today of a wanted man.
Where's Mama in there?
I don't know. I don't know. Is your Mama in there?
Christian, is Mama in there?
Hold on.
Mama. Yeah, we got. Listen, Chuck, do you want to take on Christian, my friend?
I will.
I love this
crazy dude's confidence.
Yeah, you're behind the drum set, but not in front of a microphone. Listen,
we both play drums, but I think Chuck is a better drummer for sure.
He says you both play drums, but you're the better drummer. Well,
wow! Listen, Chuck. Let me say, Chuck Gatlin.
He's a better singer, but I'll do it.
Wow!
Yeah, that Chuck has confidence. Well for, I don't have confidence.
He has a tremendous amount of confidence. He is an Arkansas State. Running Rebel, was that what it was, or Indian? What was his name?
Indian.
Running Joe? Running Joe, that's right. Now look at you. You have confidence, my friend. I wish I had that much confidence.
Someone says my sister's husband, Steve Warner Jr., and Glenn Campbell. Wow, my sister's husband. And Glenn Campbell saying the hand that rocks the cradle? Yeah, again, I don't know.
That's when I played. You know that song.
Oh, do I?
I don't
recognize
it this morning. This morning you don't recognize it because you were
busy. My mind.
But yesterday I played it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we done best and worst moms in movies and TV yet? Have we done that?
Yeah, we can start that out there.
I guess the worst mom, Mount Rushmore. I'll throw one out there right now. TV or movie or real life? Betty Broderick.
For what's that?
Well, she killed her ex-husband and his new wife. Of course, he dumped her. He dumped her, and then she shot him both in bed. It's a true story.
Joan Crawford.
She's up there.
She's pretty bad.
Mommy Dearest, that's a bad mama. She's had no wire hangers. Until this day, I don't use wire hangers.
Dee, yesterday we had our first ever Morning Mayhem meeting. Off-site, off-property.
Off-campus.
Off-campus. It would be me, Roger, and Christian.
Yep. Okay.
Lasted about an hour. He's still eating on some of my leftovers last night in bed.
Yes.
Christian, did you feel good about our meeting yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, I felt really good.
Yeah. Roger, do you feel good?
Christian and I had a meeting after you left.
Dougie, what were you going to say, Christian?
Dougie V.
I didn't have to go home and vent to my wife or anything. I felt pretty good.
Oh, very nice.
That's good.
Very nice. That's a sign of progress.
So
right
after
there.
A show, this is the first time you've had an after the show meeting, and you didn't have to do that.
Okay. Someone says wonderful song for those of us that have lost our mother, Celine Dion. Goodbyes. The saddest word. I don't know. Yeah, here's the deal, too. Let me make a comment on that.
Yeah.
The other day we were talking about that. Those of us who are fortunate enough to have our moms, man, enjoy it. You know, I'm looking forward to being with my mom this weekend. Roger is the only one in our group that's lost his mom. His mom was a pistol back in the day. She was German with a German accent. I always used to love to hear her.
Yeah, when you see pictures of your mom, and I'm sure you have some documented, and when I see my mom as a teenager, you know, wearing jeans, rolled up, down there at the bottom. This is the 1950s, early 50s, maybe late 40s. It gives you a whole new meaning. Because I remember when I thought my mom was old, and she's 25 years younger than I am now. But yeah, may she rest in peace.
Yeah, we've got customers coming in. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, I know. I knew that he was looking around, and you've got somebody on the phone there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, we won't say your names on the air, so not to mesh up. Although I just did. One that Dougie doesn't mind because Dougie's a regular.
Dougie's a big supporter forever.
It's a legendary, Dougie. Yeah.
You know, here's the other thing. Samantha came to me yesterday, and now that I'm here, obviously I know what I can do because I get her on that membership. Is what I need to do is get her to buy her a membership. Is what I need to do.
Right.
If she doesn't already have one,
she doesn't.
She okay.
That's a good Mother's Day gift.
Most definitely. But she came to me and she said, you know, what are you getting me for Mother's Day? And, of course, I said, what do you mean, what am I getting you for Mother's Day? I know, listen. I know we've been married 40 years. I thought by now, maybe dinner after church would suffice. What I got to go buy some David Yerman, whatever. Do I need to continue to buy for my wife, or is it not incumbent upon my kids to take the reign from me all?
What's it going to hurt if you buy for her?
What if I... Nothing.
Oh, well, what's it going to help?
Well, it won't hurt if I buy. It'll hurt if I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
So, you know, when do dads stop buying for their wives?
When they die.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Clean skin.
Obviously.
But I'm just curious. I mean, okay, and I'm not thinking about not doing it. But I'm just wondering, you know. I mean, there's nothing that she wants that she does not get right now.
Sure, but it's something from you. You know what I'm saying? And it's the thought, and it's
you got to buy one and get one going on?
Yeah, the mom for two. $250.
Yeah, could I? Well, you could two birds. I could kill two birds.
Because
I got to get her mom something, too.
I love, we just had a listener walked up, and while he's buying something here, he said, just give me a note. What does it say, Roger?
It says, Mama told me not to come.
Three dog night.
That's one of our faves. That is one of our faves. Mama told me not to come. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Also, looking forward to today, in addition to doing my doing that conference with Shannon and all those folks who are, you know, concerned about our environment, you know, with energy issues. I'm going to be meeting with the new president of Simmons Bank today. Jay Brogdon. You know, George Makris had been there for quite a long time, and so that they had a change in leadership. So looking forward to meeting him and some of his staff today. And
would it be weird if you took my flyers for him and his staff for Mother's Day?
Probably not. He probably would not mind it at all. So
be passing out, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get started, I want to pass these out, and they're thinking, oh, this must be his program. But Ava Bella, okay, all right, let's do it.
I was going to mention too. At some point, Roger, I thought we did. Did we do this laying down, or did we do it sitting up?
We did it laying down last time.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roger.
No, but so we're getting started on that.
Well, my parents have been married 43 years, and my dad showers my mom with. I know, but I thought, you know, is there not a watermark?
Let me ask you this: what do you do for Samantha throughout the year? Do you ever give her surprises like, here, babe, I bought you a gift? A lot of men don't. They kind of forget about it. So that's why we hold on to these days, like Mother's Day, our anniversaries, and our birthdays. Because it's a time when the world is letting you know to take care of us.
You're right. Okay.
I know.
And I know I'm going to do something.
A membership
could do it.
That's right.
That's what Jessica has.
Yes, Jessica has a membership.
You get that for?
I didn't. I was gonna ask.
You see the way he answered that, and it was okay.
I don't mind. we're not ignoring you. You're getting help, right? You're getting help. Yeah. Okay. Hey. So, Christian, I want you to jump in on this. I saw this came out today. The 17 tallest players in NBA history. What do you think is the tallest player to play in the NBA? We'll start with you, Roger, and
I'll say George Mikan.
Well, actually, you're close. It's not Mikan, but
George Mirson.
George Mirson. He's the guy that's the actor. The actor dude that was in John Wick. Remember, he fought him in John. Right?
Is that
right?
No, that was Boban Marjanovic.
Oh, that's Boban Marjanovic. Dadgummit.
First of all,
George Mirson was in a movie, though. He was in a. Dang, what movie was he in?
I think you just cussed.
I think it was with Danny DeVito.
The other is, I'll give you, is him. And who else is
Billy Crystal.
Who is the other 7'7 guy? It's 277.
It was My Giant, wow. by the way.
My Giant.
With Billy Crystal. That's Billy Crystal. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, who was the other
6'7". 7'7".
Who was the other
7'7"? 7'7".
Christian, I don't
Sean
think you're
Bradley?
Going to get... Nope. Sean Bradley was second. We were seven
oh, is
six.
It Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Mm-hmm.
Yao Ming and Sean Bradley were both at 7'6". Remember, Joe? That's when Joe said...
Yeah, was a massive
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he felt his... Felt Joe his never presence. Looks up to anybody.
Yeah.
Joe said when he walked in the room, he felt...
Manute Bol.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Manute Bol, who also came to Little Rock as part of the Scottie Pippen All-Star game. I remember saying 7'7".
No.
No, that's not him.
That's not Manute
Bol. I don't think that's him. That's
I thought that was Manute Bol.
Who was no.
That was That was Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo. Mutombo. Right,
yeah. I get my 7 foot guys mixed.
So they got 7'4", Bojan Marjanovic. That's who you mentioned a minute ago. Mark Eaton, Rick Smits, and Ralph Sampson at 7'4". Chuck Nevin at 7'5". I don't know who that is. I keep looking, Roger.
I think Taco Fall
man.
Was like 7'5".
Taco Fall.
I don't think he's played enough to count. I don't
no,
think.
No, he
I,
wasn't
I don't
very good, but he played some games.
Yeah, and then they go to 7'3". I'm like, wait a minute. I thought that Chamberlain, what was Chamberlain? 7'2"?
No,
I thought
he was 7'. He was maybe 7'1".
Well, okay. You said Ralph Sampson, 7'4".
Oh, 7'4". What about
Jabbar?
What was Jabbar?
7'1", yeah.
Only 7'1".
Only 7'1".
Yeah, so they got Sabonis, Thabeet, Ilgukis,
Wembanyama. Terrible player.
Maybe it goes on.
Some of these games, you don't even know who they are.
No.
Hey, they got Bol Bol. You know who Bol Bol is?
I know Bol Bol.
Who is Bol Bol?
Son of Manute Bol.
He's the son of Manute Bol Bol. Bol Bol.
Not very good.
Hey, what happens if you have a 7-footer come in here, Dee Dee, for a massage? Like, Joe Klein, do you have a bed? Do you have a...
Our beds are 8 feet long.
So he's barely on there.
Yeah.
If he fits, if he stretches out his feet, the toes are hanging off over the
desk. Yeah. It's not very common. We have Joe Klein's come in.
Did he come on over here? Come
he's
on
had
here.
Me. He's had me. He's had me hold his feet up.
Which is more challenging for a masseuse? Massaging a guy who's 7 foot like Joe Klein, or massaging a guy like Roger,
who's not 7 foot,
who is in the mid fives, and you know he's got there's a lot of bench space, there's a lot of table space around Roger. But Joe, they just reach down there. It is Joe fills up the table.
Well, it can't hurt me.
Joe would be harder just because he's has
mass,
more muscle,
more
yeah,
mass,
yeah,
more
yeah.
Mass. It's more mass
and muscle
more
and more.
Mass.
Do we have a wait? Do we have can we have another chair for so we can have both of you on there while Roger's doing that?
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break. Let's go ahead and take a break, Christian. If we had an early break, Melinda's here. Roger's going to go ahead.
We're going to start.
How long does
that
last? Right now, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
hour maybe.
What? we'll see. We'll see in the 9 o'clock hour.
He'll be right
was that
here,
long?
No, it's not that long.
I have the stick, Mike.
Yeah, this thing is going to go what the people over at Oakland is predicted. It's going to go probably exactly like it did last time. We'll go to a break with Willie Nelson. Mamas, don't let your babies grow. You know, I don't think anybody's mentioned that song. Not one person has mentioned that song
it's such
today.
Such a great song too.
It's probably the most well known of all of them. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. All right, do not go away. We're live here at Ava Bella, the TV queen, now retired. Melinda Mayo will be joining us here in just a second. Don't go away. We're at Ava Bella's.
Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We can expect a mostly sunny sky today, a beautiful day, no rain in our forecast. It will warm up a little bit, up to 70 today. Tonight, clouds come back, but still cool, mostly cloudy, a low of 52. Hey, becomes mostly sunny for Friday and we'll warm up to 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Arkansas sports fans, get ready to tee it up with the legends. The annual Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Tournament is set for June 8th at Chenal Country Club. Grab your team for a four-man scramble and get paired with a celebrity for a day of golf, stories, and unforgettable moments. It's your chance to play along the names you've cheered for. Spots are limited, so sign up now at arksportshalloffame.com, arksportshalloffame.com, or call 501-313-4158.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Get your tickets now for the 22nd annual Double B's BuzzBQ coming May 9th to the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbq.com for more.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Don't recognize this one. Let me see. Oh, Genesis. Mama. Right?
Right.
Boom!
Good job.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow. How about stepping off those notes? That's beat the bass talent right there. I didn't realize how long this open is. Listen to it. It'll pick up in a second. It's got good jam to it. Sort of weird. A little weird at first.
Well, who's the drummer who went solo?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, so it's Phil Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
The drums.
He was big. I don't remember this weird beginning of this. How long does it go before it gets to the hook? Let's see. We'll give it a second. We're here at Ava Bella with Dee Dee and... Now, Melinda Mayo. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to put on clothes today.
Yes.
And actually get out of the house.
Yes, look at you. Look at you. Roger is on the table getting his face cleaned. I guess this darn Genesis song is, it takes 2 minutes to get. Here we go. Here we go. There it is.
Mama.
This was not one of his biggest hits, but I remember when it came out. I was in college back in the day. A couple things here. We're at Ava Bella, and the skin off competition has begun.
Yes, it has.
Roger is having his skin taken off his face by. Okay, well you're fine right now. Who is your employee taking this? Yeah, who
is this? This is Stephanie.
Stephanie,
who did both of your guys' facials last time.
Stephanie, can you confirm that Roger has not tried to bribe you with any money in this competition?
I can confirm
Okay, you don't, no bribing. Okay. So she's going to take 10-15 minutes to clean the skin.
Right. So it's our hydrofacial treatment that we offer here, which is one of the best things you can do before you start to go into plastics. But what she's doing is removing all the dirt and grime and all that from his skin and using certain products to do that. And then at the end, we'll see, it's called the gunk tank. We'll see how dirty his skin is. And then we'll do yours and compare.
Yeah, so, that's right. And I edged him out last time.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was going to be embarrassed and was not. I was shocked.
That is shocking to me, Roger, as well.
I know. David Roger comes in all the time. I take good care of his skin, but, well.
You never know what's going to be in there. Is it dunk or gunk?
Gunk with
gunk
a G.
Tank. Yeah. So yeah. I've had a few gunk tanks here
as well. Yes.
And a lot of times mine it looks kind of dirty because it's makeup. It's pulling like out of my pores, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we hit, Kristen, before we hit Melinda's Open, you need to thank somebody.
You're one of your listeners, Pat Simmons. He owns Bryant Small Engine and Repair. Uh-huh. Their phone number is 501-847-4024. He has committed to sponsoring 2 massages a month for a contest for us. So, like, we just did a teacher's last month.
Okay.
We did a driver, so uh-huh. a bus driver. So he allows me to choose whoever I think needs to.
Great.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyone that I think that doesn't really, the spa isn't their first thought. So they mm-hmm. don't have time. They work 2 jobs, something like that. But Mr. Simmons, he's the one who has donated this.
Yeah, he did that last time, didn't he?
He has a membership.
He started, still doing it. Yeah, that's very kind.
He does it every month. So thank you. You're making a lot of people very happy.
Yeah, it's a great gift idea. I did want to mention one other thing today, just so I can, you know, I don't know if you heard this amazing conference that I am being the moderator at. The people are going to go, why is he here? The people that are on this panel, Olivia Womack from the AEDC, Chris Norwood, Entergy Services, Colin Dernick, AECC, and Shannon Lynn, Trinity Consultants. So anyway, I just want to mention, when I walk in, they're going to go, what are you doing here? Are you the guy I heard do a 2-hour show by phone today? But anyway, looking forward to doing that. And as I mentioned, getting a chance to be around the Simmons folks today at lunch. All right, let's make Melinda official, if we could there, Christian.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart. And she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Now, Melinda, you've made this transition now off of TV to now influencer. Girl about town, those kind of things.
Buzz shirt, yes,
you're one of us, more official. I do want to do a new open for you, do a new clean, fresh start. It's a new Melinda.
Okay.
What would be a good song? That song fit with you.
Tommy Smith started that.
That's right.
Every time I would call in, he would sing that first before we said anything.
Found out that Justin Moore for 5 years has hated that song.
Yeah. Sorry, Justin.
Is there a James Taylor song that you would like?
Ooh, I do love some James. All right, let me think about it.
It depends on what kind of mood she's in, Christian. Do you want to go high energy?
Right.
Listen, Chris Kane, have you heard Chris Kane's deal?
No.
Can you play the song?
I don't get up that early
anymore. I know.
Anymore.
It is a song that I had not heard of, but it's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I don't know what it is, but it's really off the chart, you know, energy-wise. And so it depends on what kind of mood you want to set.
Right.
Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about Mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats.
Okay, so you recognize the song at all?
I don't.
So it's, do you write, Christian, you know what song that
it's
is?
Real Big Fish, I believe, a ska band from the 90s.
Chris goes, I know what for my song. I go, what is it? It's this. And I go, I've never heard this, but it's bouncy.
It sounds like a marching band.
It's
like
bouncy.
I wondered if it was his Golden Knights marching band.
No, it's bouncy, so it just sort of depends on what kind of...
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be thinking about that.
Maybe listeners need to call in and tell us what should my song be.
Now, listen, you've been a number one top level A1 plus client for Ava Bella.
Yeah.
For quite some time. I mean, how many years you've been coming up the ring?
Oh, man. I mean, Dee Dee came on Good Morning Arkansas for years. How long did we do the show together?
We did that for about 15 years together.
Yeah, 15.
So.
We wrote a book together. Well,
yes,
you wrote it.
15 years.
I claim it. So you started doing my skin back then.
Yeah.
So it's been probably 20, 25 years.
Well, we opened in 2004, so it's probably been almost 22 years.
Because
I think we started pretty much right when I started Good Morning Arkansas with you.
So you come by on a regular, you've been coming by on a regular basis.
For facials, and then also I get my lash extensions done here as well, which is another service.
I hear they're very, very nice to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if guys do that or not. But
they don't.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't here.
Good.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah,
Jessica says that I need, she goes, you've lost your eyebrows.
Do you want us to tint them for you?
Do I need to do that? Do I need to do an eyebrow transplant like Roger's done for hair for the top of his head? You know, as you get older, you start losing your hair.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and that's part of the lash extension thing, I think, too, because older women don't grow their lashes like they used to.
Yeah.
Did you feel any pressure, Dee Dee, all these years that's your girl, that she better be looking good on TV because it's your reputation on the line?
Her and Roger.
I know, of course, Roger doesn't do the TV medium.
No, but...
He's seen a lot,
But it kind of made me a little sad when their skin was better.
It was a one-off. I won't beat him today. He's been training. His skin's been in training for the last month, waiting for this. But you have to. One thing about this, Melinda, you have to make a commitment. Roger made a commitment too to come over here and doing it. That's the problem I have sometimes with my time.
Is a commitment.
So if you really want to get good results, you have to be consistent.
Yeah, you do.
And you're right, because I would watch her the mornings after I would do the treatment. Well, I always watched Melinda, and I would focus on her skin because it is my reputation. If she looks bad, I look bad. If her lashes look bad, Ava Bella looks bad. You know, so, but she doesn't. Look at her.
It's such a gift, though, that Dee Dee is helping us with it. So one time I said to you, David, I said, you really need to go to Dee Dee. You said, oh, thanks. And I said, no, I'm not saying anything bad about your skin. I'm just saying it'll be so much better if you come.
Yeah, I wonder, it's funny about skin in general. I grew up on the beach and grew up in the, and so, you know, you would think, and maybe it's going to hit me at some point. My dad's had skin cancers removed from his face. I've got my mom's side of the family olive skin, and so I really don't burn that much. I've had some burns, but not as bad. I'm not light skinned, if you will, and so I haven't had as much damage. I don't think. Now, I've had damage because I've been in the sun, but I don't think it could be as bad because I'm olive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and
so you have a little bit more melanin.
Yeah.
Melanin in
so hopefully, you know, I've been lucky to this point to be able to do that, but not everybody's that way. And plus, it can surely still come in and clean it up and get all the things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you still need exfoliation and anti-aging.
Speaking of my dad, I've encouraged my dad down in Panama City to go get massages. He's 85, and he went to one the other day. And you should, almost like a sister to me now, works here in Little Rock, actually over at Arkansas Community Foundation. And she used to do massage therapy on the side. And she would work on my dad on a regular basis. And it made a ton of difference for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's got a new person, but he's just, oh my gosh, David, it makes such a difference.
Absolutely.
I said, Dad, if you would go once a week or once every 2 weeks, at the very least once a month, but once every couple of weeks, it will change you. You know, if you take the time and willing to spend the money, it makes a difference if you can keep that kind of routine up.
Absolutely, it does. Well, just think of what we do. Just look at our morning this morning.
Yeah.
How stressful that was.
Right.
You know, and the massage releases all that. Plus, it gets the toxins out of your system.
Yes.
Which helps with just your mood. You sleep better. Even a lot of people, when they're in their massage, they fall asleep because we're so sleep deprived.
Yes.
We just go, 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 go. So sitting down, getting your muscles massage, getting the toxins out, all that. It's so healthy for you. And it's something that you have to make the time for. It's for your health.
Right.
It's not a luxury.
Do you do the massage thing at all, Melinda?
I do on occasion. Yeah. Not often. I have to tell you a quick massage story, though. Dee, I did briefly cheat on you. I went over to Oakland because our friend Wayne Smith gifted it to me.
Right.
So, and Roger, you'll be interested in this, too, if you could still hear with all of that going on. So I had the cutest massage lady. I asked her about her heritage because her father was Filipino. Her dad was Chinese. So she had this cute little accent, cutest little thing ever. So towards the end, she's working my feet, which I love that part. Mm-hmm. But then she pops my toes out.
She popped them.
They popped. And
whoa,
I'm not big on like popping knuckles and things. And I was like, oh. And she said, oh, do you not like that? And I said, I'm not sure. And then we started talking about feet and how a lot of people are ticklish and can't get their feet massaged. And she said, I thought she said the words Flavor Flav. And I said, did you just say Flavor Flav, like the rapper? And she said, yes, I massaged him when he was here for the World's Shortest Parade.
Yes.
And he said, I said, what was that like? And he said, whatever you do, don't touch my feet.
Don't touch the feet. I'm sure you get some of that. You get some of that here?
Yeah. We have people, they don't want their hands touched. They're ticklish.
Don't touch my feet.
The feet are so good, though. You missed
it. Oh, it's the best. It's the best. Well, I have nerve endings.
I had to ask if he had a clock on, too, during the
Did he?
I don't think so.
Melinda, you...
He took it off for the massage.
By the way, someone says here, the new intro for Melinda needs to be fitting for the most beloved woman in Arkansas.
Oh,
we love Melinda.
Oh, how sweet.
Wow.
I tell you, the outpouring of kindness just was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was glad when it was over. Somebody said you had the longest...
You had a nice send off.
Well, I wanted to put it out there a couple months ahead of time so Channel 7 would know. But then, what social media is
now, it just
went crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It was a lot of fun.
I was thankful.
Yeah, there's a lot of professional athletes who would love to go out the way Melinda just went out. Matter of fact, somebody said, by the way, I don't know if someone said it, but Chris Kane's Open is sellout by Real Big Fish, Christian. I think you referred to Big Fish. I don't know if you got the rest of it. You're obviously a big sports person, Melinda.
Yeah.
Big news yesterday, Razorbacks do take care of business. Yesterday, winning against Mississippi State, they'll play Alabama today at 1 o'clock.
Good.
If they win, they'll play the winner of Florida, Auburn. Texas and Oklahoma are on the other side of the bracket, so if we see them, we'll see them probably on the championship. So winning yesterday was all that I think we needed. And we're going to get a regional, most likely super regional in softball. Men will play Oklahoma Friday night. And then the other big news is all the golf teams. How cool is it that Arkansas is the number one seed in golf in the NCAA tournament? And then the Trojans, the Red Wolves, and the Golden Lions are all in the NCAA playoffs. Now, listen, I don't know how far they're going to go.
Right.
But the fact is they're in it. Yeah, that's, and they've been in it before. I think all of them have been in it one time. But I don't sure how many times you've had four of them that are in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That the softball girls, we've been watching them.
Yeah,
you guys have talked about how exciting women's softball is.
Yeah.
And we've even said, let's go up there and watch some games, you know, especially if they get a regional, super regional.
It's a great sport to watch.
Yeah.
It really is. It's everything's compact. It's fast.
Very fast.
We have Ella McDowell, the third baseman, is our girl. We'll talk to her Friday. She's a lot of fun. Every girl that we've had on for the last 5 years has been a blast. And so we're just hoping they can get over the hump. Jessica and I will be in London. When if they go to the World Series, we will miss. I'm not happy about it.
You could watch it.
Yes, and then we're going to fly. And I said, you're going to drop me off in Oklahoma City, and you can go to Little Rock by yourself, or you can watch the Razorbacks over in Oklahoma City where the World Series is being held.
Baz has got a parachute out. Over Oklahoma City.
That's it.
Exactly. I'm dropping off right here. And then it looks like the guys at least will be in postseason play.
That's right. Yeah.
Probably not hosting from what I'm reading with everybody. But to go out of that Mississippi game like that with the walk-off to run home run was something else.
I know. It was that. Hopefully that will push them in with the momentum going into the end of the season.
Looks like
tournament.
Florida, Tallahassee, likely is where most people
say
they'll go.
Saying?
Uh-huh.
The other thing is the news about the tennis. I only got a couple of minutes when we go to break, but word is out. Now, there's enough people that have put it out there now that you've got a group of people who are tennis supporters in Central Arkansas and Northwest raised $5 million at least in 2 weeks. And they're making a presentation to Hunter Yurchek. What's that?
I was going to let you finish, and then I had something to say about it.
I was going to say, $5 million, and they're going to make the pitch to Hunter Yurchek. So it puts Hunter in a weird situation. If he says, okay, we're going to do it, people are going to go, well, why didn't you give that opportunity on the front end if you allowed it. Now, why don't we ask and say, hey, listen, if we're going to do this tennis thing, we need the help from the tennis community, or you do it privately, go ask, figure out. If you don't know who the tennis people are, make some phone calls and figure out who they are.
Right.
That's one way you look at it. Or the other, he's going to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I don't care that you're going to, we don't think it's the right move to have right now. And so if I had to lay money on it, that he is not going to change his decision. He's going to say, no, we're sticking with it. And that's what I think. I could be wrong. For him to do that, to go to this length, to take all the crap that he's taken, to eliminate it, you had to know maybe he had to think this might could happen. He's still going to, you know, stay the way he is. But we'll probably find out the answer out today and tomorrow. But that community, you know, that tennis has been around 70 years. That tennis program. 70s and 80s were really big. And you had some people. And a matter of fact, I think he was, Cox was still there when Hunter, I think, he was still the tennis coach when Hunter became AD.
Right.
And so, anyway, he's had a conversation with him. And again, I've read and heard different things that wasn't the most positive meeting. I mean, I don't think he came out of it from feeling like, hey, Hunter was going to change his mind. But it does make me wonder, you know, if you've got a community out there that raises $5 million, you know, maybe you'd be progressive aggressive if you can and go, hey, listen, we're losing $2 million for tennis. I need the tennis community to step up. Who are my tennis? Go ahead and start that process. Same thing like golf. All of them. You know, the problem is you're losing $9 million a year in track and field. You're losing $3 million in softball. You're losing $3 million in baseball. So everything's losing money except for football and basketball.
Yeah.
So the question is, Kevin, what do you need to do to help shore that up? He obviously thinks it's getting rid of tennis. Listen, I don't know. Maybe it is, but you've got now this group of tennis players and former the tennis community, not just players. I think these are supporters that love tennis. You know, we're trying to keep these Olympic sports and the non, big three alive. And we'll make this commitment because you got to go more than 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, give it to us now.
Right.
What happens in 2 years?
That's right.
And so another $5 million.
He would probably say that kind of deal too. But interesting with college sports the way it is. You know, there's so much money being dumped into football. And, my deal, I told Justin Moore yesterday, he asked my opinion on it, I want to see us have the same sports that every other conference has, a member of the conference. I think most everybody has tennis. So I want us to figure out a way to do it, if we can. Instead of saying we can't do it, tell me how we can. Let's figure out a way to do it. So anyway, that's going to play out here the next 2 days, which will be really interesting.
We'll be watching.
He's
kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Go ahead,
Christian. Very lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because he's going to look bad either way.
If
he decides that he doesn't want to keep it and he had the money to keep it, then it's like, well, you're doing this because you just want to prove a point or you want to...
Right, that's right.
And then if he decides to bring it back, it's like, well, why didn't you ask for the money in the first place? If the money was there, why didn't you go out and try to get it to save the program? So he's going to look bad either way that he goes.
Probably so. He probably realizes it. And I don't know if the chancellor made this thing happen to go, hey, we're going to meet with these people, or if he decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and meet with these folks and hear what you got to say. I don't know. I have no idea. So.
Again, when this happened, we were like, this is a PR. I mean, this is just a huge misstep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this could have been avoided. You could have done a lot of things to.
Yeah,
and you could have went out and asked for money.
That's right. Then the other thing is what he made the announcement before the season was over, and they're playing in the NCAA tournament. Oh. You're like, wait 2 weeks, and then announce it. So, yeah, that was just from a PR standpoint, not the best. Now, listen, I'm looking at Roger getting the red light treatment.
So now he has the infrared light on him, which is helping to calm down any inflammation.
Yes, and he's got his cute Dallas Cowboy socks on.
Yeah, he does.
So cute that Sam put those on him last night before he went to bed. There's favorite. All right, we'll take a break. Come back if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 is the number. If you want to go to the website, it's avabelladayspa.com.
That's right.
All right, this is Mama. She's
by the judge.
Mama, she's crazy. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Mama, he's crazy.
Mama, he's crazy.
Right?
I said, Mama, she's crazy. maybe that's the way I interpret it.
She's telling Mama.
Yes, maybe I have a different feel for that song. All right, don't go away. 848.
So loved, he beats all I ever see. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Every Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
The 22nd Annual Double B's Buzzbecue is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas, competing for the coveted Buzzbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd Annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oakland Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Mama, I'm Coming Home. That's by
Ozzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the more well-known ones.
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't think Jerry Jeff Walker and Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, got its due.
Yeah.
A little bit ago.
Jimmy Tucker was the one who got it. I didn't know. I've never heard of it.
Huge song.
Okay.
I mean, that is a honky-tonk song, as you might imagine, from Jerry Jeff Walker.
Let's see if you can find that Christian in the 9 o'clock hour for us.
And then, only has one word that rhymes with basses. in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's the only word.
Doesn't David Allen Coe, who passed away a few days ago, didn't the he say mama in the...
Oh, yeah.
His mama got ran over by a train or whatever.
Well, a good country song has to say mama, trucks, trains, whatever.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's right.
Yeah.
So. I do want to say, since we are here at Ava Bella, I love the fact that the area where you are, Dee Dee, Markham and Shackelford, you've got other partners of ours and sponsors of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Got Joe Klein at Corky's right around the corner. And do want to mention celebrating 40 years. I don't know if you're friends with Jacob and Darrow. Over here at Jones & Son Fine Jewelry.
Oh, 40 years.
40 years. They're
I
wanted to mention that. And they're right around the corner up here at the, what's the name of that shopping center?
Yeah.
I never can remember
that. Been there forever.
But they're right there at Rodney Parham.
Yeah.
And, what is it? Marketplace.
Shopping. Oh, yeah.
I did want to mention that they had, we didn't get this in yesterday, that in honor of their 40th anniversary, they're giving 40% off selected items there in the store. So
honor
of the 40 years, so they're doing that. I think it'll be beyond Mother's Day, but they're doing that. And of course, you know, if you're thinking about an engagement ring, they have a large one of the largest selections in the state.
Oh,
not that I am. That got your attention. Anyway, they've been in the
I'm checking the left finger.
What's interesting, Dee Dee, much like you and maybe even Joe, you've been here 22 years. They've been at that same location. At 11121 Rodney Parham, in that shopping center, which people don't realize that shopping center's been there that long.
I remember growing up coming here to Little Rock to shop and going to that shopping center. It's where Frankie's Cafeteria
Frankie's used to be, and you know what else used to be right down from that? It was the first store of what franchise?
TCBY.
That's it.
Oh.
I
thought there was some ice cream there.
So that has been there. Of course, and then you've got Petit Key. This whole area around here. Of course, you've got the big church,
Emmanuel Baptist,
and that used to be a Kroger right here.
Yeah. Pigskins right across the street.
Right across the street over here. That was great that he moved in here. And then, of course, you've got these restaurants have been, we always talk about that when we come over here, have been different things. There's still one that, the one that's up on the level where you come down to get between, from if you came out of Pigskins parking lot and you came down, there's a restaurant on each side of this, and you go between them to come to your place. It used to be a bar restaurant on this side over there, that corner. Very popular bar restaurant.
West End.
And then you had an old like vegetable place on the top part of that, on the other side, on the Shackelford side of it. It was very popular.
Macaroni Grill?
No, it wasn't Macaroni Grill. I mean, I'm talking about right over here.
Not on the other side.
On the other side of West Side. Up on the, it used to be one of the popular, like, Butter Bean. What was it? Dadgummit. One of the more popular, it was a chain, had two or three of them here in Little Rock. It was...
Vegetables?
It was like, it was like, you know, home cooking.
Okay.
But anyway, then you had the other one. Then you had a Mexican restaurant right
Dixie
here.
Dixie Cafe.
Okay. Did you know that? That used to be a Dixie Cafe up there. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know what? A lot of change except for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right next to you, you're
Star of India. He's been around 30 years.
And then Bobby's
been there forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of respect for all you businesses that have been anywhere. And, of course, Joe now. How long has Joe been over there, Corky?
Gosh, I have no idea.
Has he been here longer than you?
He's probably 20.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you do two decades is impressive. So, anyway.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When people ask me, to own your own business and to look back at two decades and what was going on in 2004 compared to now.
I remember when I was playing for the Razorbacks, I came here for an open week in my redshirt year, and I drove down Bowman. There was nothing on Bowman.
Yeah.
There was nothing on Bowman. I remember vividly coming. There was an apartment complex up at the top of there. It came down. It was just a curve.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Yeah.
Oh, I remember when 630 stopped at Shackelford.
All right. We're going old man radio. Yep. We're going old man radio. Roger's up. He's
Woo.
Up.
Whoa.
Look at that face. Where's the bottle
Where's
of skin?
The gunk?
Where's the skin gunk? Where's it at? Oh, ooh, gross.
That?
Ooh, no, it's this over here.
It looks like a Chardonnay.
It looks a little bit better than last time, though. It's not as dirty as last time. You cleaned it up. You cleaned your act up. You cleaned your act. All right, don't go away. We'll come back. We'll post the gunk of face gunk for Roger.
Yes, we will.
Oh, yeah, there. Roger's showing his face on the camera. Don't go away. 9 o'clock here at Ava Bella.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried.